If you took a quick peek at Craig's and my kitchen table right now, you would see about 6 post-it or sticky notes affixed to it. Actually, it's a very common occurrence in our house. Though events and appointments are listed on our big calendar, I need to actively remind myself of where I need to be or what I need to bring with me on any given day. Whereas I use sticky notes, I suspect many of you have your own methods for reinforcing your own memory banks. In our Maundy Thursday literature that we have heard so far tonight, we see how Jesus is reminding his disciples that his time among them is drawing to a close. It probably crossed his mind, wondering if he made a difference among them. How would he be remembered? Would he be remembered? All the teaching and healing, did the disciples understand? The mustard seed, the fig tree, the wedding banquet, the prodigal son, did they get it? The man born blind given sight, the nets full of fish, Lazarus raised from the dead, what did they think it all meant? Would they get it after he was gone? With less than 24 hours left on this earth, Jesus gathers his disciples together away from the crowds in an upper room. Though they are gathered together for a meal, there are no servants running around making final preparations, no slaves waiting to wash their dusty feet before they recline together at the table. This ritual of gathering for a meal is so familiar to them, yet this time something is different. Uneasiness and discomfort grow as Jesus rises from his place, takes off his outer robe, and ties a towel around his waist. What is he doing? The disciples look at each other. What is going on? One by one, Jesus washes their feet. They wonder, why is he doing this? Then a last word, a final commandment. Whatever they have heard during Jesus' time with them, whatever Jesus taught, the parables and the healings, the meals and the miracles, this is it. This is what it all meant. Love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus tells them, it sounds easy enough, doesn't it? They're thinking. But as they look down at their newly washed feet, they think, oh, he means love one another like that. Love one another like this. Remember this. Remember me like this. Sit at a table. Take bread. Break it like my body will be broken and share it. Pour out wine like my blood will be poured out and share it. Feed one another. Love one another. When you do that, you will remember me. When I am gone and you feel lost, unsure of my presence, and want desperately to bring me back, do this. Do this and you will remember me. These rituals, familiar to the disciples, foot washing and sharing a meal, become the vehicles by which they are to understand all that Jesus wants, all that God commands, that they love one another. We will wash each other's feet tonight, not because we want to pretend we are in the upper room 2,000 years ago, but because Jesus showed us that washing feet is what loving one another looks like. We will break bread and share wine, not only because it helps us to remember who Jesus was the day before he died, but because it helps us to recognize who Jesus is for us right now. We strip the altar and take all the stuff away, not because we are making room for the Easter lilies, but because living into the love he preached led Jesus to be stripped and taken away. The upper room awaits. The cross beckons. This is where love leads us. This is how we are reminded that we are an Easter people. Amen.